This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15 now, Brooke Laser, WWL Louisiana meteorologist, saying it's going to be the coldest temperature since SNOWLA, and I wonder if she's spelling that S-N-O-W-L-A or S-N-E-A-U-X-L-A. Joe LaPinto joins us now, Jefferson Parish Sheriff. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Good morning.
You driving carpool or not? Usually you are.
No, I actually just got back to the house. I just finished driving carpool. You got me late today.
All right. Let's talk about, before we get to crime in Jefferson Parish, let's talk about Family Gras, and in light of, I don't know, if does the SEER 1 event extend into Jefferson Parish or not, Joe?
Well, it depends, right? SEER 1 event brings in different federal resources, a lot of which we already have. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about it, the SEER 1 event will bring in air support. Well, in Jefferson Parish, we already have two helicopters, mm-hmm. and we utilize our air support for there. It'll bring in an extra K-9 teams and cybersecurity, which we include because I have people that are already assigned to the task force with the FBI. So it really didn't mean a whole lot. Now, the difference is the one big difference is venue security. And what are you looking to do? And certainly we're increasing the security around Family Gras to make sure that we have different jersey barriers in place to keep vehicles away from the crowded areas of Family Gras, which are certainly going to increase the traffic in that area on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But we'll manage it. I mean, we're going to have extra personnel out there to pull the traffic through the lights at Severn and bring them down to the service road and bring them back up Athania. So we're going to try to manage it as best we can in order to keep that traffic down. But most people understand during the parade times and Family Gras times, if you're not going, stay away from that area anyway.
And for people that don't know, a jersey barrier is not a Alvin Kamara jersey where you don't want to fool with that. It's a water-filled thing, Joe?
Either water-filled or cement. We'll have a combination of both, and then we'll utilize our big international vehicles in the roadways itself because we want to be able to rapidly open up those areas to be able to get people home after the events. So, you know, we have a pretty good plan in place. We'll obviously have been working on it for the last month or so, putting the different jersey barriers in the static positions, but then we'll end up moving in on Friday and setting up all the different road closures with our vehicles, from Friday on.
I guess the question maybe I should have asked is, for people that are going to Family Gras that always go, is there anything that's going to be different that they need to be aware of?
I mean, you won't be able to drive down Veterans, but no. I mean, most of the parking certainly wasn't on Veterans itself. You're still going to have to park on either the north or south side and walk in. So the set from there will be similar to what it normally is. Security-wise, we'll have additional people, but we've always had a tactical team. We always have our drones up. We have done that for many, many years. So it wasn't like we had to add a bunch of different things to kind of make a a better security plan. We had already done that many years ago.
So Vets is going to be closed between North Causeway and Severn, correct?
That is correct, in both directions.
Yeah. Pardon me, I just wanted to clear that up. Let me ask you this, Sheriff, if I can, and I don't, you know, I know this, you're not the head of Orleans Parish or anything like that, but I was talking to Ronald Surpass last week or somebody, I forgot who, no, J.P. Morrell, I think it was, about a Sierra One event in Mardi Gras and how that could be if you look at the way different things are set up. Are they necessarily at op?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Opposite ends, or can they be complementary? Because if you think about like bomb sniffing dogs, for example, I know when we were at the Super Bowl Media Row, they don't like you to touch the dogs or get near them. And I'm wondering, with all the people that are out there, then you talk about propane tanks, you talk about ice chests, all this kind of stuff. Talk about that, if you will, please.
Yeah, so Sierra One event really, as I said earlier, does several different things and opens up different federal resources. But when you think of a typical parade, all of a Super Bowl, even though the Super Bowl is a Sierra One event, mm-hmm. New Orleans as a city is not a Sierra One event from the standpoint of walking down Canal Street. Mm-hmm. You know, the venue security of the Superdome is certainly tight, but that doesn't necessarily mean walking down Canal Street or walking down Convention Center Boulevard or anything else makes any bit of a difference. Another thing is when you're dealing with what does the Sierra One event and what is the cost that goes along with it. I'm realistic to know that a regular concert, think of, you know, a regular concert is not a Sierra One event necessarily, right? But if you put that into an extravaganza or a Bacchus Bash or any of that, now it's a Sierra One event. Well, it normally would not be one. So you also have to be careful of what are you putting in place that you won't be able to replicate next year or the following year because of financial concerns. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have the ability to just, you know, add $5 million of security concerns onto the backs of these Mardi Gras crews that are barely making it as it is, mm-hmm. you know, in the first time, right? And so you've got to, you know, understand those things. What can you really control? I can control vehicle traffic within the areas of Family Gras, but I can't shut down both sides of Veterans and make a 100-foot blast zone for the entire five-mile route. That's just not the case. I mean, and so in the world of mitigation risk, right, we're looking to make sure we mitigate the ability of a terrorist to be able to get 100 deaths instead of 10, and I know that's horrible.
You want to have
zero, but there's risk in everything that we do, right?
Well,
anytime you have a crowd of individuals, there's risk, and so you're always managing those risks of, okay, what can we do and what is realistic. I can certainly give you a security plan that will make sure that we'll never have a parade again, because
yeah.
we won't be able to afford the parade, right?
And I was going to say, while there are people that are going to the parade and want to be safe there or at Family Gras, there are also people that need to get to work and are trying to avoid it and just go about their daily lives, and you can't ignore them either.
Correct. You know, and what does it take to shut down a route, and what does it take to open up that route, mm-hmm. to move that amount of people back home after the fact? So, you know, look, it's a lot of things that come into play. Certainly, we've had a whole bunch of meetings in order to try to make that happen. But look, I think we have a good plan in place. There's always going to be risk. But I think you can always be rest assured that, you know, in Jefferson Parish, we're always going to be there to be able to respond to whatever threat exists. We're going to make sure we have enough people on the streets. I feel safe, certainly, in Jefferson Parish. Me, my wife, my kids will be out there, and, you know, I hope everybody else comes too.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Talking to Sheriff Joe Labinto, 822 Traffic Now, WWL. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Sheriff Joe Labinto. Sheriff, crime in Jefferson Parish at its lowest since the 70s. I know Jeff Ashen, I've seen this story by Michelle Hunter from NOLA.com, says there's no one reason. And you say in the story you'd like to take credit, but realistically speaking, police are reactionary. Public deserves a whole lot of credit for not committing the crimes. But at some point, they have to be deterred, right?
Well, I think it goes back to your previous call. Also, is engineering. There's a lot of different reasons of why crime is so low. We have been tracking these same categories of crime since 74, but certainly this has been a lowest crime rate since well before 74. We look at, you know, different things. If you go back to the 1990s, we would average over 3,500 auto thefts a year. But you think about it, engineers did a better job of designing their cars to make sure keys are different. The fobs have different things. You can't get into them as easily. And so now we're in 500 auto thefts a year. Certainly had a spike a year or two ago when those Hyundais and Kias were getting stolen because they had the glitch that you could, you know, break into them. But, of course, they fixed that. That the engineers got in and fixed that, and they went back down to normal, right? And so the technology today is always reactionary from the police, but the reaction that you get from the police gives us a lot better opportunity to solve crime. And I always say we solve crime quickly to prevent the next crime from happening. Very seldom are you going to be able to be in the right place at the right time when an auto theft or a burglary is occurring.
You know, I wanted to ask you. Go ahead, finish.
Yeah.
No, finish, please.
But if you go out there and you actually catch the person that did that auto theft from last night, the chance of him doing another auto theft the next day is slim to none because he's still in jail.
First,
and that's the difference.
First of all, I appreciate you listening to the interview with Kim Jovanovich. Secondly, you know, I watch shows all the time, Joe, where I'm watching an old movie and I'm thinking, well, that wouldn't happen today with the cameras that are everywhere. That couldn't happen. I watched a story of some hitman the other day, the Iceman, whatever it is. That couldn't happen because they find him here. Technology really does have a lot to do with, I guess, helping y'all solve crimes. Is that it? And what is the future on this? It seems like we're only touching the surface. Thoughts on that?
You know, cameras are phenomenal. Look, even if it's not a parish-owned camera, one of our automatic license plate recognition cameras, just the Ring cameras on everybody's door. You know, it used to be somebody would come and pull on door handles, and you wouldn't know about it until 6 o'clock in the morning when you woke up and went outside and realized your car had got broken into. Now we're going to be able to walk down the street and we're going to literally get a description of the vehicle and the individuals that were pulling on door handles that night. And we're going to go out and look for those individuals, and hopefully we're going to be able to catch them the next day. And so the ability for us to utilize the cameras give us something to go on, right? You know, before we would have nothing to go on other than you woke up, you came outside, and stuff was taken out of your car.
Do you have a hard time?
Well, they don't have a fingerprint.
Do you have a hard time watching movies saying, well, that could never happen?
I just don't watch movies.
There you go. Good for you, Joe. Good for you. All right, thank you, sir. Have a nice Mardi Gras. Sheriff Joe Labinto, a pleasure as always. We'll talk to State Fire Marshal Brian Adams when we come back. 8:31, minute late. Sorry, guys. Time for WWL First News. All right, 8:56, 4 till 9, joined by Brian Adams, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. Brian and I know each other. Oh, I don't know, Brian. What, decades now? I guess, right?
Yeah, man. Let's don't tell the truth because you know what's going to happen. They're going to know we old.
Well, we don't want that to happen. I just met Brian the other day, as a matter of fact. Tell me, as fire marshal, really, with the cold weather coming in, what people need to know.
Yeah, man. So you know, so the fatality count we've talked about in the past. So as of today, we've had 20 fatalities, 17 fires, 17 incidents across the state. Last year we were at 12, so it's still way up there. One's way too many. So, you know, we have an Operation Save a Life program with smoke alarms. We want to make sure that if you need a smoke alarm in your home, you call your local fire department. They'll be happy to come out and install one. I think we still have about 28,000 of those smoke alarms in our inventory, so we have plenty to give away. So if you need one, get one, because it's the first line of defense to get your family out.
Yeah, he said somebody texted in and said they texted in 3 months ago or something, or asked for one 3 months ago. Apparently, in that case, something gets lost in a shuffle somewhere, and they need to do it again, right?
Yeah, call again. Call again. Call our office. Go to our website, lasfm.org. You can request it on our website. Look, just give us a call. We'll make sure we get it out there. So don't stop trying.
Tell me about space heaters.
Yeah, man. So space heaters, you want to make sure you keep those things 3 to 5 feet away from blankets, curtains, furniture, you know, your sofa and those kind of things. You want to make sure that if you can, try to turn it off at night. You don't want to leave it unattended. I know it gets cold. Cover up with a couple extra blankets if you can. Always plug those space heaters in directly to the wall socket. Do not use extension cords. Extension cords are not made to carry those loads. Never use your stove or your oven to heat your home. It's just not, it's not made for that. If you got a gas stove, you create some carbon monoxide issues. You don't want to have those. Fireplaces, candles, just make sure you don't leave those things unattended. Make sure they're out before you go to bed at night. And again, always make sure that you check your smoke alarm. Look, I test mine once a month to make sure it still works. So just be real cautious. I know we got another batch of cold weather coming through, it looks like, tonight for the next few days. And then I think it warms up again. But that's the time of year that we see these fatalities rise, you know, with the improper use of all of these heating devices. So,
I would think, Brian, it might be worse when it goes on the roller coaster, because maybe people get out of a routine, and then before you know it, they're doing something they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. But you have to be cautious. You got to check those space heaters. You know, make sure you don't overfill those fireplaces with logs. You know, if you just got a couple in, it's going to do the same as it will if you put four or five in. Candles, those kind of things. Just make sure you don't leave those things unattended.
All right, tell me again the number or the website to get the free smoke detectors.
LASFM.org.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate your time. Brian All Adams, right. Louisiana Thanks. State Fire Marshal. You bet. When we come back, we're going to spend an hour talking about the school voucher program. Louisiana spent about $500 million on it since 2012, but students who receive them often do worse on state tests than public school students. We're going to take a deep dive on the issue. We'll talk to Douglas Harris, a professor and chair of Tulane's Department of Economics and director of the Education Research Alliance for New Orleans. Then we'll talk to Aaron Bendeley, vice president for policy and strategy at the Pelican Institute. So I will ask you on the Oquinar Jeweler Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870, do you think that vouchers work? Do you think it helps everybody, or does it just help a select few? Or is it, as some say, just a help for people already paying private tuition?